like to welcome everyone back to the Republic of Texas Radio. It is Sunday, January 21st, and we've got, I believe this is Mr. Off the Grid, Art from Off the Grid, with us. And the man does have some passion to him. I've listened to him for years. He has a tendency to, kind of like I do every now and then, pull the pin on the Patriot grenade, and things just tend to splat all over the people around us. But not saying I don't agree with your passion, Art, but, you know, sometimes it gets a little inappropriate. I understand that, too. But I do love your passion. But go on there, Art.
So anyway, with all that, we come to the real heart of the issue here. We've got people coming here from these third world countries and from these war torn countries like Afghanistan, Iraq, Mexico, Cuba, all throughout Africa, the African countries that are impoverished and war torn and civil wars, ripped apart countries, and all this kind of garbage. Talking about how horrible it is over there, the atrocities that are taking place in their home countries. But then they want to bring that same crap right here. Well, wait a minute. You can't have it both ways. You can't leave your home country claiming how bad it is and then think you can bring that garbage right here. When you come to another country looking for a better life, as my ancestors did, 11 generations ago, and your ancestors did however many generations back it was that they first came over here. They came here looking for a better life. They assimilated into the established culture of this land because they understood that it was far better than what they were leaving. Now, if you're going to leave Afghanistan or Iraq and come over here because it's much better here, you think? Leave Sharia courts there. Don't bring them here. If you're going to leave Mexico or Cuba or wherever it is you're leaving because it's so impoverished and you're tired of the violence and the hate and the anger and the death and the destruction because you think it's better here, why are you going to bring that garbage up here? You're just bringing your baggage with you, and we don't need it.
Well, yeah, and I think, Mark, everybody would agree with you, and you brought up a good point. A lot of this talk is socialism, and socialism, every time it has been tried, has failed. That should tell people something. So anything to close, Mark, before we move on? I want to hear from Jimmy on what you had to say.
No, let's bring Jimmy on in, man. Thanks, guys, and have a great one.
Well, thank you very much. We love the passion, and thanks for the call. Jimmy, what do you got to say about?
Art nailed it. Don't bring your third world garbage here. And he nailed it with Sharia. You know, in my real job, we deal with real estate law. And these Sharia mortgages, Sharia this, Sharia that. No. If that's what you want, go back to where that's the norm. But I fully agree with what he said. If you're going to come to my neighborhood or my country, our country, you're motivated to do that to maybe better your life, but don't bring your baggage and everything that you purportedly are escaping from and shove it down my face. And that's the same with this LGBTQ, BLT, whatever the heck it is, and all this transgender. Listen, I don't care what you do in your bedroom, folks, but don't talk to me about it, and certainly don't chastise me for not jumping on the bandwagon.
Well said.
You see what I mean? In other words, if you don't like it where you're at and you come here, you best like the way we've been doing things here, and if you don't like it, then don't come here.
Yeah, good point. You know what's sad, guys? Years ago, immigrants came here. And you'll hear a lot of people say, oh, this country was founded on immigrants. They were a different breed. They came here and they knew that this was a country of opportunity, and they could not wait to learn the language, assimilate, blend in. but yet they kept a lot of their neat little traditions, their foods. So we have wonderful things in neighborhoods where you can have Italian and Chinese and Vietnamese and French. And it was wonderful, the Irish and everybody. And we used to have parades celebrating those wonderful things, but assimilated here in this country. Well, Doc, if I may,
my great-grandfather came over from Scotland, okay? And my grandfather and my father, you know, I'm not saying I run around in a kilt, but I'm not saying we can't have our, you know, like Italian. You know, I love Italian food. And so what you've done is you've assimilated into the melting pot and your Italian food and my Scottish heritage or whatever. It, together, we've made it a better place together. And my ancestors weren't escaping anything. They just wanted to come to America and set up shop.
Well, we're all about the same age.
Well, I speak English. I believe in, you know, do unto others. I don't steal from my neighbor. I don't covet my neighbor's wife, even though she's easy on the eyes. There's respect and all this other. And I agree, too, with the one gentleman. That is socialism, what was being talked about earlier. And A, it's never worked. And B, no. That's what we're fighting
and, you know,
here is socialism.
There's a famous quote from a well-known communist. I can't remember who he is at this moment, but you know, he made the comment that, you know, communism is just socialism in a hurry. So it's the same thing. It's just communism.
Yeah, that Mao or what? Yeah, no, I I've heard that, Alan. I can't recall who it was, if it was Mao or Stalin or who, but yeah.
Well, you know what's sad, though? The modern day people that keep telling you about this being an immigrant nation haven't really studied the history of how those immigrants were back then. They came here legally. They went through Ellis Island. They were proud to assimilate. They were proud of their heritage, but they wanted to be Americans. And we never had all this craziness that we've got right now. Anyway, our next topic, guys, that we're going to move on to, which still ties back into this, is this screwed up, they call themselves United States government. I don't know what they are. You know, Pelosi, who's out there crying and complaining about the poor people and the struggling. Well, during this government shutdown, in case anybody doesn't know, probably everybody knows, Congress still gets their paycheck. The only difficulty Congress faces, if you even want to call it that, is they have to get rid of some of their staff and maybe even have to answer their own phone. These people think they're gods and they're above all that, but they showed Nancy Pelosi took out a whole bunch of Democrats last night to a very expensive restaurant while come Monday morning, a whole bunch of federal workers are going to be out of work. Now, they say they all get their paychecks back later, but if you are a typical American, you probably need that paycheck. You probably don't have a giant cushion while
these people are $200 away from bankruptcy, Doc.
Oh, I know that.
That's a known fact. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that feeling. And what's sad about this, I am not a Republican, and I am certainly not a Democrat. I am a person that believes that you should do the right thing for the American people because that's who you work for. What's so sad, and Alan, you and I were talking about this yesterday, I think, these people go to Washington and probably any government in any state, and they are not very wealthy, and they leave filthy rich. That should tell all of us how ridiculous this is. But right now, think about this, ladies and gentlemen, and please don't vote for any of these people because they have voted to shut down the government, which does not affect them. They get their paychecks. And the last shutdown, I was talking to Steve, And he said his mother was affected because they didn't get their retirement checks, their Social Security, something you've paid in all your life for. And because the government plays these little games, the people did not get their Social Security checks. They said this time they're going to make sure they go out, but it'll probably be drastically delayed, and that can mean a lot to somebody on Social Security retirement. But the fact that they fixed it where they get their paychecks while many, many people lose their jobs is absolutely ridiculous. There should be
a budget.
Well,
Doc, this is why it's so upside down. You know, I have staff. You have businesses. I'm sure you have staff. And when I was starting my software business back in the late 80s, I was the last guy to get paid. I took care of my people. These people are making decisions for us, their employer. See, that's what just absolutely fires my rockets. And Pelosi, and see, you nailed it. All these new freshman candidates, you know, I'm poor, I need your donations. And all of a sudden, 8 years later, they're worth millions. And sometimes in the master legislature, as she tags herself, she's worth billions. And to go out to dinner and flaunt it like that, that's sad.
Well, Alan, what do you think about the fact that they still get paid, and come Monday, a whole lot of federal workers are going to lose jobs, and they act like, oh, it's okay. I mean, if we fixed it where these excuses for politicians who are supposed to work for the people didn't get a paycheck, I guarantee you there'd have been no shutdown. What's your take, Alan?
Political theater, it's all scripted, it's all planned. Nothing happens in politics unless it's planned. And I've come to the realization, a very simple little phrase, Congress is the opposite of progress. Look at the modifiers on each one of those words, con and pro. So, I mean, they put it in our face, actually. I mean, and they sit back and they laugh at us. That's all they do. These people... down here in Texas, it's like me going out and putting bait on a fire ant nest because I want to be able to walk around in my yard without having all the little people between my toes biting at me. That's really what it comes down to.
Well, you hit a very good point. They must think that we, the American people, are dumber than dirt to not see what's going on, and these prima donnas who are supposed to work for the people have elevated themselves. And, you know, have you ever watched their working schedule? I saw a thing on the Supreme Court. They were going to look into Trump's latest ban by a judge on his travel restrictions. And they're going to squeeze it in around June because, you know, it gets in the way of coffee and donuts. And they don't really have...
They commit crimes and they investigate themselves, Doc. They commit crimes and they investigate themselves. What do you think the outcome? What has the outcome always been?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I've always said, and Jimmy, I'd love your take on this. We have a country right now where a judge walks in, or these senators and congressmen walk in, and honorable is this title given to them, and everybody's supposed to rise. Now, if I was a senator or a congressman or a judge, I would walk into the room and make sure nobody rose, and I would tell them what a pleasure it was to be working for them.
Amen.
And that I was here to serve them, and I need to know what they need in their lives, that I am not up in some loftal platform. You know, I'm the eternal optimist that Steve always jokes about here on the network. And I get
Doc,
a lot of...
Unfortunately, Doc, you sound like a dreamer.
Well, thank you, Alan. I'm sending a missile your way as we speak. Let me hit this button. I hope you're wearing a hard hat. Anyway... As a doctor, and most all you people out there know that I'm the optimistic doctor also, I get a lot of patients that come to me who have been everywhere, and I'm like the final stop when they're frustrated as hell. So very, very rare do I need to refer other than to maybe get some diagnostic stuff done. But if Congress, House and Senate, and most all these state governments the same way, if they were my patient, I would refer them to a mortician, to an undertaker, because they serve no purpose. They are just hurting people and getting rich, and it is so sad. Jimmy, what's your feeling about all that?
See, boy, we are in tune today. And see, therein lies. We over the course of the years, and independently with our shows, and now the, you know, in my opinion, the divine intervention of bringing us broadcasters together is absolutely an honor, in my opinion. But here's the thing. We know the problem. In my line of work, my job is much like yours, Doc, except I work on equipment, you work on people, but they're both systems. So we have diagnosed heavily and finitely diagnosed our problem. The question becomes, how do we legally, peacefully, and without violence, and that's a tall order right there, solve our problem? Because they are laughing at us, and they're not laughing at us, in my opinion, that they think we're stupid. They're laughing at us because they know we're powerless. So
yeah,
we need to figure out a way to get the power to solve the problem. That's my challenge.
Well, you know, in the old days, kings and queens were kicked out, beheaded, overthrown. It was pretty horrible. And we like to think that you're at a time and place in this earth where things are done peaceful and without any violence and with respect for one another. But the problem is, I think most of the American people have respect and caring, and the majority of people are good. But these people that are politicians, they've elevated themselves to almost godlike statuses, and it's unbelievable. We have a caller.
Well, they've neutered us. Doc, real quick, they've neutered us, not only financially, but you know, legally. And look at all the snooping and identifying who we are and who the troublemakers are going to be. I vote for what Iceland did. We have got to find a way to legally rise up. We're going to need some help from retired FBI and those guys, sheriffs. We need to fix this problem, and I am not going to be shut down by not having the money or the time to do it. And I'm not suggesting anything other than we need to fix this problem. And with that, I yield. Thanks for letting me interrupt.
Well, yeah, and Iceland did it very, very peaceful and proper and none of the problems. We've got a caller, Butch in Missouri. Butch, what's your take on all this?
Good morning, fellas. I would like to answer the question that was started at the beginning of the first hour. First off, let me start off by saying this. Bible says that in the end time, Jesus would move his people to a place in the wilderness. It's a pretty broad statement, but if you're there in the wilderness, in the country, stay there. If you're not, get there. Get out of the city. Now, to answer the question, first off, we got both hands and feet tied behind our back because we've got two systems of law, if you want to call the other one law, and like, I think, who's that? Al Whitney yesterday or the day before, we have legal fiction. And legal fiction and law don't go together. And like the comment came up where somebody's trying to defend himself and the judge says that the Constitution isn't valid in my courtroom. How did she say it? We don't see eye to eye because you have one law and we live by another law. We're going to be fighting this always fighting this because, number one, those people in Washington, D.C., sold us out a long time ago. Roy Blunt got a $27,500 campaign donation from Monsanto for helping him write his bill before he went into office. Shame on that man. The thing is, all of these people that are coming up here from this from the southern border illegally, illegals is what I'm referring to. You talked about that woman who was in Dallas, had this great job. Number one, she has to have a Social Security number to get that great job in Dallas, right? So she's got to be paying taxes. So these people,
we've got the music coming on here. Hang on, we'll try to get your thoughts after the break here.
Okay.
This is Republic of Texas Radio. Like you said, it's in my head, the camera.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
This is the Republic of Texas Radio. We're missing our good buddy Steve out there. He took some family time off today, and we miss you, Steve. Wish you were with us. We're having another one of our nice little arguments here amongst us, and I believe we were talking with Butch from Missouri. Go on with what you're talking about there, Butch.
Oh, Steve would probably be keeping me in line about now. But anyway, no, I think there ought to be some kind of voluntary amnesty where these people, once they have gotten, you know, some kind of rise in this free land, if you will, they ought to be able to go back and repay everything, some kind of program where, I mean, nothing is free. You know, I'm a disabled veteran now, 28 years, and I just found out from a chiropractor after 12 years, the MRI, they VA won't read or can't tell me, I know what's wrong with my back now after a chiropractor telling me, just showing me 2 minutes what they said. What is wrong with our country? The problem is, folks, we're being destroyed by our own people. We keep voting in office, whether it's local, at the state level, or at the federal level. Here in Missouri, we have what is called SCOCOG, Southern Council of Ozark Government or something like that. It's headquartered in West Plains. These little sneaky groups all around the country, all around the state, okay, come together and work on tearing us down. The problem is the people that come here illegally They take advantage. They bring their religion, and that's they're happy with that. We don't agree with it, but we don't want to make waves. We let them live their life. And in the meantime, we let this destruction happen. These people should have to be able to pay it back with through some kind of amnesty where there's no threat of jail, so they will voluntarily pay it back or be deported back. That's all there is to it.
Okay,
the law is the law.
The problem there, Butch, that I see, the word amnesty just instills more and more of the same. But I do think you're right. There's a great system. And when you turn 18, you can go and do the paperwork. Alan and I were just talking about this, and apply to be a citizen and do it the right way, because many of them were sent to college and we paid for it. And one of the things that I've noticed when you study history, violence and overthrowing governments and all that has never worked other than short-term control, and then good people finally get back in control. So you're right. Good people need to get back.
I don't institute a violence. I don't institute any violence, okay?
Yeah,
what I do institute is our lack of supporting these people who are purposely, I mean, you got the local good old boys, you know, on up the ladder to the state, and from there, it, you know, it gets bigger. We know who's behind all of this stuff. Our problem is we got to start getting down on these local people and these stupid laws. I mean, we got more welfare programs in these states. The people are so fat and happy, why go to work, okay? And then you wonder why you got so many meth heads and, you know, just, it's crazy. Why? It's because they don't care anymore. They're not being pinched hard enough.
Well, you said it well. I was listening to a radio station here a while back, and an immigrant, illegal immigrant, called in and said, you know, you guys are talking about why we don't go to work while we watch our neighbors have to get up and go fight traffic and deal with it every day. And he said, you've made it too easy. He said, I can't afford to get a job that would take care of me like the government's doing. So it,
right.
and it goes back to that silly stuff of where if you come here and you even look like you might vote Democrat, man, they can't give you enough stuff fast enough.
Yep. Well, what happens when you feed the bird?
Through
graft and
corruption,
back, right?
Truth and justice has been ripped from us, and we've been fed an illusion instead.
Well, anything else, Butch, before we move on? We really appreciate you calling in.
All I'm saying is what happens when you feed the birds. If we don't get on the people who are feeding these birds, we're going to have this problem. So, folks, start looking inward. Start looking at your local county and then city. We got lots of corruption there. Just start from there.
Well, yeah.
Y'all have a good day. God bless y'all.
Thank you so much, Butch. We've got Susan Danzler, who is a wonderful lady who believes in right and wrong, and I don't think she would classify herself as any party if she didn't have to get elected right now. But she's running for county commissioner in Precinct 4 out in Gillespie County, Fredericksburg area, where Alan and Steve live, and she's trying to turn things around, so we got to start there.
Yep. There's the music, Doc, and I guess I'm taking us out, and Susan, hang on, we'll get to you after the break here.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All through the night, going at it now, tooth and nail, and it's time for me.
And here we go, folks. This is Republic of Texas Radio. I'm been in, put in charge of bringing us in and out of the breaks, and don't claim to be a professional. Hope I'm doing this right. You know, I hope it's not too disjointed, but I'll just say, take it away, Doc.
All right, Alan, thank you. Yeah, there's some kind of problem with Skype, ladies and gentlemen. So Alan hearing it on his regular phone, it's working just fine. And when I was trying to close us out and take us back in, the music and Skype weren't working together well. One of the things I wanted to bring up, and we got another caller, we got Earl we're going to go to in just a minute, is I really believe that if you take people like Susan Danzler at the local level and start over, you got a chance. But I even think better than that is to reestablish from the ground up, start over peacefully, respectfully, the way things should be, a new government that is truly for the people, and that people who work in government remember they work for the people. They've got to be better system than what we've established. It's gotten out of control. And like I said before, if you look at history, violence, overthrowing of governments, none of that, military takeovers, none of that has ever done anything except short-term control, and eventually good people win out. And I still believe there are many more good people in this nation and in the world than there are bad. And unfortunately, a lot of these people that are in these political offices think they're better than all of us, and they just abuse it. They work so little, and then they try to tell you what to do. And like right now, this, yes,
I applaud your plan, and I am just so ready to get to work on that. The problem is certain groups in city councils and county councils right here in Florida have attempted to use what is written to arrest and remove these people that are in office right here in Ocala, Florida, Marion County. One of my longtime listeners and worked, you know, they're businessmen, and they tried to do exactly what you're suggesting, peacefully, by the law, with the proper documentation, even with some attorneys, and the county council just laughed at them and had them arrested by the bailiff that was retiring. And he took them outside and he said, look, I know you guys are right, but I have to do my job, and I have to do my job because I am 2 weeks from retirement, and then I'm getting the heck out of here. And he's going to the country, like the one caller said. So and thank you for letting me kind of throw this in there. Also, if you need me to patch in Ms. Desler, let me know. But at the end of the day, we have got to find a solution by our laws and stand up, count me in, and go do this, Doc. And do you see a path and a plan without us getting accused of overthrowing? I certainly am not condoning violence either. I just wanted to get that on the record. But go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I don't think I haven't heard of anybody that talks violence, and anybody with common sense. That's why we used to have common law, because it was basically based on God's law. It was real simple.
Right.
And you treat people right, and you get treated right, and you respect each other, and you don't always have to agree, but you can do it respectfully. So
another thing about history, Doc, is that if you study history, the same thing that's happening to us now happens over and over and over and over, the same basic methodology, because we get too comfortable and we get the idea that it can never happen here and we're the greatest, most advanced civilization that's ever been and it can never happen to us, and we get too comfortable and we forget what's happened in history, and it happens again and again and again. The technology is just a little different each time.
Well, we're going to bring on a gentleman, Earl from Texas here, and he knows Tommy Attaway, who has written, and I don't want to give Tommy too much of a big head, but I guess we always do. He's written a book on how to maybe do this, and we'll let Earl talk about it. Earl knows him very well. Earl, are you there?
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. The program's very good, and Alan, yeah, y'all doing good down there. Tommy has a very good, he has two books, and they're both very good. And that could be an avenue. That could be an avenue. But let's go back, Doc, with what you had mentioned. I agree with that. And here's the deal, and I had said it a month or so ago on the program. These two political gangs, they have a turf, and they're going to protect their turf. But you still have to come against that turf by bringing the principles of the laws that our country was established upon. And that's through a third party if you're going to go through that route. And I think that will be a good platform through a third party bringing about the concept of what our government was at one time, which honored the individual's sovereignty, because God gave us life and life's companion, liberty, and therefore we can broadcast this through a third party, and that should resonate in the souls and hearts of our fellow Texians. Now, I just want to jump back over on this immigration. Wherever I may go, to an auto shop or to a restaurant, they ask, are you a veteran? And I have one tattoo only on my right arm. It's a Marine Corps bulldog. And I wear a lot of short sleeves all the time. And I said, yeah, I am. Well, you want to get a discount? No, I don't want your discount. Because just take a look. Is this what we went to fight for? Foreign languages coexisting with mine?
Thank you, sir.
I certainly didn't join the military. And I certainly didn't go to promote that type of thing. So I encourage every young boy, do not even consider going into the military. And I think once we can start hammering away at that kind of thing, you know, especially at the, hopefully with some servicemen, because I don't attend no VAs or anything like that. But I believe that if we could zero in on that fact, maybe things could help change out a little bit, too. I'm ranting right now, but anyway, I appreciate your program, but we got to figure out what's going to be the best for Texas and push for Texas independence. Then we may be able to solve the rest of the problem here that we are encountering with the illegals.
Yeah, if I may, Earl. If I may, Earl, I want to thank you. You know, Earl, I'm like you. You're probably the same mindset. If we had people on our soil coming over and killing our family, our friends, our community, you and I would be the first ones to grab a rifle and say, let's go. You know, but this war of empire that we're involved in, I agree with you, Earl. Yeah, don't join the military. It's just perpetuating it.
Yes. Yeah, you know, it's sad because when I was a young kid, the military was a great way to see the world, appreciate what you left behind, and grow up and become a man or a woman, because it made you see how you took things for granted. Today, it's so political, and we send people to dangerous places for really no reason. I think you're probably right, Earl.
Yeah, there's no reason to any of the wars. As a matter of fact, the Spanish-American War, we picked up the characteristics of a dying empire, and there we are, underway. And, well, here we are today. How many wars? How many deaths? How much destruction?
Way too much.
These people up in the holding office making all that money. You know, perhaps General Smedley Butler was correct. If you're at war, give Congress and the Senate sergeant's pay. And you see how fast that war will come to its end.
Oh, yeah.
You're right about war being a racket.
You know, just like we said earlier, when they want to shut the government down, stop their pay. Make them show up for a 40-hour work week. Make them pay for their own travel. Bring them back to reality. They've gotten out of hand, and we got to figure out a way to do it. So, well,
yes.
Earl, anything before we move on to our next caller? We sure appreciate you calling in, and we really appreciate you listening.
Listen every week, Doc, and I appreciate y'all for doing what you're doing, and y'all have a good day.
Thank you, sir. We have got Mark in Philadelphia before the music starts. Mark, what do you got on your mind?
Thank you for receiving my call. I may be calling you from Philadelphia, but I'm originally from southern Missouri, and I am a veteran also, and I come from a long line of veterans. I happen to have been adopted in this life. And it wasn't until about a year ago, that I found out about my natural family on my father's side. Turns out, found out that my great-great-grandfather served in the Civil War, and he was in the Battle of the Wilderness, which was one of the most formidable battles of the Civil War. And either side prevailed. It was Grant against Lee. And turns out my great-great-grandfather was fighting for the North. Anyway, the first day of the battle, he was captured, taken prisoner. And where was he taken to? Andersonville, Georgia. He survived 11 months in Andersonville, Georgia, which is a total miracle, really. So then later he got some land out in Arkansas through the Homestead Act, and that's how I ended up, and then they moved into southern Missouri, and that's how I ended up coming about. So I think that my great-great-grandfather called me from his grave because I had tried to find information about my family before. I think that we have memories of our forefathers that are in our DNA, and if we take the time to fathom that and meditate on that, I think they will speak to us. I think my great-great-grandfather has given me the heads up because I hate to say this, that we are headed for a civil war. I would like to think differently. I am horrified to find out that back in Missouri, and I'm, by the way, I'm getting ready to move from here to, I want to move to the southeast, to the Smoky Mountain area, where things are more secure, because if stuff hits the fan, this is not the place to be at all, these big cities. Because people in the big cities, they don't have their feet in the soil. And there's something to be said about people who have their feet in the soil. That would be the rural areas. But I'm horrified to find out that that in southern Missouri, now heroin is quite the epidemic. And heroin doesn't grow in North America, from what I gather. How did that happen? That's on purpose. It's just to destroy the root system of our country, which is the rural area. The rural people, although they don't, maybe they don't move as fast. They've got common sense, and the circles are smaller, so they have to be responsible and accountable. And what really gets me is what the earlier caller said about, you know, I think it was Butch, because I've witnessed this kind of thing happening at the local level, where the counties have been taken over and infiltrated, and with an agenda to stop any sense of what's good for the people, the local people. And that includes compromising the local sheriffs to actually go against the local people, where they steal their property, you know, asset seizure and forfeiture. I say that we have to hold those people at the local level that are close to us in small circles accountable to the best we can do that. But the challenge we have before us is that enough people, see, they're driving the common sense folks into apathy. And when people are driven to apathy, they don't care about nothing, okay? And when people don't care about nothing, they give up. They're good. They become good little victims. And so we got to get some fire in the belly and get some gumption up and hold the local people accountable and go to those areas where they are. There are some areas in the country where the local officials are accountable and they get it. I'd say that, I don't know, maybe there's more than what I'm thinking, but I'm hoping that more would come online with that. So, but the challenge before us is to organize enough people to rise up on the local level, at the rural areas, to do something about it. And that's, to me, that's the challenge. Doing something to the cities isn't going to happen, because our cities have been infiltrated and organized, and they're just, anyway.
It's
so
it's way to the rural areas too. Here in Fredericksburg, it's unbelievable, the corruption and the graft that is here. Your city council, I've seen a gentleman recalled from city council because he was wanting to come in and talk about it. You ask about, what about these CAFR funds that I hear about? What are these things? And, oh, they did not want that, and he was recalled, and he was gone. They brought ringers in from the West Coast for a city manager. The newspaper changed hands. It's in the rural areas also, Mark. And, you know, it's to the point of where if you want to go and hide in the hills, you can't do that anymore, even if you want to be a good person and just kind of dissociate yourself from all this crap. It's working its way into every one of our lives, rural, you know, urban, whatever. And it's insidious. Exactly. It's the insidious creep of the globalism. You know, we have ICLEI here. We have the, you know, Alamo Area Council of Governments. You know, it's working its way in, and it's a slow process, so you don't really notice it. And it's that won't affect me, you know, but eventually it does. And that's the insidious nature of it, and it happens over and over. And they know it works, until the point where everyone stands up and says, enough. And unfortunately, it's never a really pretty process when that happens.
That's true.
Another example is just where the local sheriffs will actually go against the people. We're talking about local mom and pops, right? Local businesses, yeah. And they take them down, they take them out, like taking down a raw cheese dairy that they took out in southern Missouri. They'd been in business for 30 years, had no problems with whatsoever from any customer, and it was a ploy from the FDA. It was being directed by the FDA through the Milk Board of Missouri to go after that family, to make them an example, poster children out of that family, and they destroyed that family farm, that operation.
And raw milk.
And
raw milk, yeah.
And it's happening across the board. So anyway.
Well, yeah, and thank you very much, Mark, for the call.
Sure.
You're right on target, and thank you for listening. We really appreciate
sure.
you being here.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Now, what I've noticed is they use taxpayer dollars to hurt people. And this is very sad because the average person can't even stand up like those people you just mentioned that Mark was talking about. The average person can't stand up and fight because they can't afford the battle. And the people in a lot of these corrupt government jobs, they don't wake up having to stick your hand in their pocket. They wake up and they use government money. They have the badges, the guns, the court system, and they can hurt good people and ruin their lives just because they couldn't afford to fight. Jimmy, you've been quiet. What do you got out there?
Oh, I've been on mute, but I'm certainly listening. And I see, I agree. I see it even in the foreclosure market. When I woke up in 2007 and started digging into the mortgage market, therein lies the property grab.
We got a break coming up here, Jimmy, and hold that thought, and we'll get back to you after the break here.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Close to the end of our show. It's Republic of Texas Radio. And Jimmy, go ahead and finish up with your thoughts there, I guess.
Well, real quick, I know we only have about 5 minutes left, but, you know, when you really take a step back and you look at the foreclosure crisis, the same with Bitcoin, people say, oh, well, you know, they bought a McMansion. Well, it was enticed. only to do a couple things. They wanted the ink on the page. They wanted to securitize that in the mortgage-backed securities. The counties put all their pension money into it. And the plan was to mess up the land records, make it so no one could afford to own land. Same with the self-driving cars. Same with all this stuff, gentlemen and ladies. It, to me, we are on a fast track to a crash. And unless we find a logical, peaceful solution to this, as much as I love to have these shows, and I'll be here till God takes me away, we've got to take it to the next step. And frankly, I don't know what that next step is. But Alan, if you want to do a little airtime with me later, that'd be great too. But thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Jimmy. Terry, we got just a couple of minutes. Terry in Texas, are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hello? Okay. Well, you know, I think we're on the precipice of some pretty bad options. You know, the way I see it, we're looking at basically national constitutionalism versus international communism. In other words, globalism. And, you know, the dreamer's dream is going to be our nightmare. They're going to bring socialism in. You know, the parties themselves are working on these swing states, bringing these illegal votes in. And, well, let me tell you, we dodged a bullet not getting Hillary Clinton in. Had that happened, we'd be on a downhill spiral in a bad way. I mean, they've got their terrorist groups linked out. They're testifying in front of Congress. I mean, the lies are many. They're censoring websites and such. So we bought a little time with Mr. Trump, and it's something we're going to have to, you know, tough decisions are going to have to be made. And
well, thank you, Terry.
But is that little bit of time, is that little bit of time actually going to do us any good, or does it allow the insidious slow creep of this whole system to just continue and gain a little bit more and a little bit more of a grip? Would it have been better if Hillary got in and everyone was slapped in the face as to what was really going on? That's hard to say.
You know, the thing about it is these politicians have a iron grip around their neck. You know, they're controlled by international money.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, there was a great, I don't know if you've ever heard this interview of this guy, Harold Wallace Rosenthal. Anybody ever heard of him?
I've heard that name, yes.
I tell you, I had never heard this, but Michael Herzog on his show, I think it was on the 17th, about three-quarters through his first hour and into the second hour, he played an interview with this, we'll just say, connected person. And these people have no, there's such disdain for humanity. And, I mean, to listen to what this guy said in the big picture, and it goes right along with the doctrines that we know. I would urge anybody to listen to this. And just understand.
Right. My analogy of going out and putting bait on a fire ant nest because you want to walk it around in your yard barefoot without all the little gnats biting at you. Yeah, that's pretty apt. Yeah,
we'll just have to put our heads together.
Thank you very
much. Thanks for your time.
Great for calling in. This is Republic of Texas Radio, and thank you guys in the chat room. It was republicoftexas.chattango.com. It was pretty active. Alan, Jimmy, Ken, thank you very much. And I think we're at the music. Did I hear the music, Alan?
Yep, we're probably off air right about now. So, yeah, we're going out. Hey, thanks for all the callers. We all have valuable input.
All right, Ken, thank you guys very much. Talk to you today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems,
So I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Casting Network.